Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast, entitled To Prune or Not to Prune, written by George and Becky Lou Miller. If you aren't pruning your plants because you're afraid that you might make a fatal mistake, relax. Plants are very forgiving of a bad haircut and in almost every case will bounce back quickly. Pruning is important to the well-being and longevity of many plants. Fruit trees are pruned to ensure a bountiful crop and to facilitate picking. Some ornamentals and hedges need occasional shearing to maintain their size and shape. And roses and flowering shrubs need a snipping now and then to produce bigger flowers and be kept in bounds. All it takes is a bit of common sense and the courage to make that first cut. Before starting, study the plant from as many angles as you can. Determine how tall and wide you want it to be, and try to visualize how it will look with certain branches cut back or removed. Then go to it. Hand pruners will do most jobs, especially if you prune often. A pair of loppers, or long-handled pruners, or a handsaw may be required for large cuts. Formal hedges and some specimen plants need frequent pruning to maintain a desired height and shape. Hedge shears work fine for small jobs, but for a large hedge or several plants, electric or gas-powered trimmers will make quick work of the job. Most deciduous plants, especially fruit trees, prosper from a dormant pruning in winter. Never prune bleeders such as maple and birch in the spring when sap is flowing. Most spring-flowering shrubs are pruned right after the blooms have faded, so they have time to form new buds for the next season. Shrubs and vines that bloom after midsummer do so a new growth, so prune them quite early in the season before they put out new shoots. For shrubs such as forsythia and lilac, which tend to form thick woody growth, cut two or three of the oldest stems to their bases each year to maintain vigor and keep the plant from sprawling or getting leggy. This is one area of gardening where it pays to be snippy.